All right, let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. And it's Monday. It's crunch time. It's the home stretch. Let's do this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Run away! Run away!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh, my God. That's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Dr. Nick.
Time to get to the Richter scale. It's how we wrap up a crunch time on a Monday, talking about the weekend that was. The weekend was filled with contract extensions, the biggest payday of his career so far for Tom Brady. 2 years, $70 million extension to keep him with the Patriots through the 2022 Super Bowl, which is Super Bowl 56. Close, actually, in the actual age Brady will be in 2022 as well. Touchdown Tom has never made more than $8 million in a season in the NFL, which sounds crazy given his success in the league. He should be paid more, but then you see his career earnings are still pushing north of $200 million, his sponsorship deals, everything else that's going right in his life, he can't dunk it, and you go right back to hating him. Brady has said he wants to play until 45, and this contract will allow him to do just that. How sure are you that Brady is going to make it to 45?
45? Well, I'll tell you
what.
In
the NFL, not like he's going to, like, something tragic is going to happen to him before.
Why doubt him? All of a sudden, I would have, when it first happened, remember this conversation is from like 3 years ago. And I'm like, this guy is in, he might really do it.
Oh, okay.
So he's going to play this year at 42.
Two.
So he's got to play 42, 34. So he's got to play a fourth year.
Yes.
Including this. That's a lot. That's a lot. I don't want to doubt him. So you're just saying on a percentage?
Yeah, well, how sure on a level of 1 to 10? Or a percentage, sure, whatever.
I'm about 33.33 repeat sure.
Fair enough. The other big extension was for Draymond Green, who the Warriors maxed out at 4 years, $100 million. Green was going down to the last year of a five-year deal that kicked in 2015. While the Curry, Clay, and Draymond extension and the Warriors are proving once again that they take care of their own very well. Second in the league in total cap handed out at over $140 million for next season. Only the Blazers have more money locked up in the cap for this year. The Warriors capitalized on being able to draft Draymond in the second round. Cheap contracts as well with Clay and Steph, which propelled them to five straight years in the finals. Can this continue to happen now with a large majority of that cap tied up in just three players? Four if you count D'Angelo Russell, who is still around and making well over $20 million as well. How big of an impact will the Draymond Green extension have on the Warriors' ability to compete in the West?
The salary cap's going to go up next year, then it's going to go up again with the collective bargaining after that. So as much as he's making, and it really wasn't one of these $50 million deals
right.
a year, I think it's actually minimal. Plus, they had to lock him up because now they still have that solid core. They're a really good organization. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
All right. Oh, the poor Mariners. They started off as one of the hottest teams in Major League Baseball to start the season. Do you remember that? They were leading the league in home runs, record, and then all of it was turning up Mariners. Everything was great. Then May started, and the Mariners fell faster than a stone in a link to the bottom of the league. Some injuries hit, the karma of signing Hunter Strickland came around, and even Jerry DePoto, who is constantly tinkering with everything to his roster, the Mariners continued to Mariner. What might be the most Mariner thing ever is being no-hit twice within a four-week stretch. There was a super emotional night on against the Angels when they were no hit, honoring past teammate Tyler Skaggs. And then Saturday night, they fell victim to a combined no hitter by the Astros, who were starting newly acquired pitcher Aaron Sanchez. Many thought Sanchez was just going to be a bullpen arm, and he went out and threw six shutout innings with two walks. I mean, I know it's the Mariners, and when you no hit a bad team, you're not supposed to bat an eye, but they did it with a guy who had been with their coaching staff for all of, at most, three full days. How does this no-hitter impact how much of a favorite the Astros are going to be as World Series champions?
Well, the Skaggs game was just incredibly emotional for all the wrong reasons. The Astro game, Houston held their Hall of Fame inductions that game. Biggio was there. Bagwell was there. A guy who threw one of their 12 no-hitters, Nolan Ryan, was there. So the Mariners just succumbed to emotion. What was the question again?
How does this no-hitter impact how big of a favorite the Astros are going to be as World Series champions? Look what they're this is a guy, Sanchez was there for maybe 3 days. They've got Greinke coming around to go with Cole and Verlander, who are the only That's two ridiculous. Guys in baseball with 200 strikeouts this season. They're already odds favorites from Vegas, and now they've just gotten better.
They are... I don't think what you just said, I don't think you could be more of an authoritative answer, because it is, they are the clear favorites to win the World Series, so it's just, they're the favorites to win the World Series.
Fair enough. Last one. Everyone loves a good fireworks show, unless you live near PK Park and have dogs. That's true. And you had to endure that 18-inning game on the 4th of July where the fireworks ended up going off on the 5th of July. But they fixed that rule now, so it's fine. You can love fireworks again. Keep the doggies safe. So with it being August and fireworks are being on sale now, the Colorado Rapids wanted to show off their own fireworks show, but had to get canceled, not because of fire concerns, bad weather, the pyrotechnician not showing up, but it was canceled because of the plague. Turns out the prairie dogs that live in the Colorado wilderness behind Dick's Sporting Goods Park have been impacted by an infestation of plague-infested fleas that would be even more affected by fireworks going on. And I'm not a scientist, but I thought that the plague was gone and handled with, and also have no idea how fireworks would make things worse, but it must have been bad enough that the show had to be canceled. How shocking is it that the plague is still around infesting fleas and prairie dogs? The plague, Steve.
How shocking is it? I thought we eradicated a lot of this.
A lot
Can we
of
blame
it.
The anti-vaxxers for this?
I don't know. Why are fleas doing?
Frighteningly surprising, okay?